This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
So, I found this thing about Valentine's Day trends.
Okay.
And there's a lot of interesting stuff that is here. First of all, the number of women who say that they would rather just stay in on Valentine's Day is now more than 50%.
Okay.
Which is kind of surprising. 63% of women say they'd just rather stay home on Valentine's Day. Make a romantic dinner or something like that. Another interesting thing that was on here was the number of women who think that proposing on Valentine's Day is not a good move, overrated.
Why is that?
That's over half. I don't know. 52% of people say that don't propose to me on Valentine's
Day. Is it just too on the nose?
It's cheesy, I think. I think it's kind of cheesy. But this is the one that I wanted to talk about. The top trending Valentine's Day dates. The people who do want to leave.
Okay.
You're going to hate number one. You specifically are going to loathe number one.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We're going to build up to that one.
Okay.
All right. One of the ones on here, I'll just do the top three. These are like avant-garde trending dates, according to Google, for Valentine's Day. A paint and sip.
I think that sounds cute.
Like a color me mine,
yeah.
Wine night kind of a thing.
I think that sounds cute and probably creates a lot of laughs.
The next one on there, it sounds like I'm making it up. I swear to God, I'm not. Zoos.
Zoos?
Yeah, it's the number two avant-garde Valentine's Day date. Spend the day together for Valentine's Day at the zoo. Why not?
I don't know.
That's cute.
That feels like I couldn't think of anything else.
It worked for Rocky and Adrian. And the number one. God, you're going to hate it.
Oh my God. What?
Even if you had a gentleman that offered to pay you for your time to take it, like an escort, you would still say no. But the number one trending Valentine's Day date for avant-garde stuff, according to Google, is an arcade.
Oh my God. Are you kidding? This is the number one?
Number one.
The number one where we're all supposed to have fun. We're all supposed to love this date.
Yeah.
Is an effing arcade. Grow up.
Romantic.
Grow up. You're an adult man that wants to have sex. You're not taking me on a date to I want to cuss so bad. I want to cuss so bad.
Do you think that this is a sign that, because listen, don't get me wrong. The reason I knew that you would hate it so much is because video games practically ended your first marriage. Okay.
It certainly did.
But also because I don't necessarily think this is a great date. Yeah, this is for a very specific type of girl. And when I say arcade, I don't mean Round 9 or Dave and Buster's. I mean you go to a place like that's like a pinball bar.
Coin-op.
Coin-op would be perfect.
Yeah, That could be a fun date.
But even,
like maybe you go, you have a couple drinks, and you're waiting for your dinner reservation at some place better.
Right.
But not on Valentine's Day.
Right. And I kind of agree with you on this one. Do you think this is a sign that men truly are becoming undateable? They just don't know how to date.
No, here's what I think it's a sign of. I think that the apps have convinced both men and women that you can't just go on a normal date. That going on just a normal date doesn't make you stand out enough. So you have to think of all these avant-garde, unique dating ideas when chances are you probably don't need to.
Yeah.
Like,
so do you just want a classic dinner for Valentine's Day at a nice restaurant?
Yes.
Man, what pre-
Or a trip, a nice little weekend getaway kind of a thing.
What a boomer.
Excuse me. You know what I think would be a fun date for Valentine's Day?
What?
A comedy club.
Okay, well, I don't know about that.
Why?
Because you could end up bringing somebody, like I'm thinking, you're looking at it from a Katie Bream.
Okay.
Look at it now. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna bring, because 9 times out of 10, most people who go to comedy clubs, they have no idea who's even performing that night.
Okay.
Okay. So then they go, and the guy's like, oh, she's gonna love it. And then they go, and it's a crass comedian.
So wait, do we not know the person that is our Valentine very well in this scenario?
Well, I mean, you do. But even if you do, though, like, maybe they're crass. Maybe they single you out and make fun of you.
Okay.
And do crowd work on you. It could be great. Could be a nightmare.
I guess so. I feel like whoever is your Valentine is somebody that you know well.
Right. Let's just go back to the zoo.
We're not going to the zoo.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.